Lecture, fine-tuning as a misreading of stability. Good morning. Today I want to talk about a word that gets people very excited. Fine-tuning. It sounds important. It sounds suspicious. It sounds like the universe was balancing on a knife edge. Most of the time, that impression is wrong. Let me start with a simple story. Imagine you're walking across a frozen lake. There's only one narrow path where the ice is thick enough to hold you. If you stay on it, you're fine. Step a little to the left or right, you fall through. Now someone comes along and says, "Wow! What are the odds you chose exactly that path?" Low odds, right? Except, it wasn't a choice. There was only one place you could stand. That's today's idea. Fine-tuning is often just stability seen from the wrong angle. When people say a parameter is finely tuned, they usually mean this. It could have taken many values, but it took this very special one. That sounds reasonable. But there's a hidden assumption there. That all those other values were actually viable. Most of them weren't. Think about building a tower of blocks. There is a narrow range of positions where the tower stands. Outside that range, it collapses immediately. If you only look at the final tower, you might say, "Incredible tuning." But the collapsed piles don't need explaining. They explain themselves. Here's the mistake behind most fine-tuning arguments. They imagine a flat space of possibilities where every option is equally allowed. Reality is nothing like that. Most of the surrounding space is empty, not improbable, just incoherent. So when you see a number that's very small, or very large, or very precise, don't ask, "Why this value?" Ask, "What would break if it were different?" That question is almost always answerable. Here's another analogy. Think about a musical instrument. A violin string only produces a clear note within a narrow range of tension. Too loose, noise. Too tight, snap. The right tension looks finely tuned. But it's just the only place sound survives. Small numbers in physics often mean the same thing. They're not lucky. They're expensive. They represent how many independent ways the structure could have failed. Each failure mode squeezes the viable region smaller. What survives gets pushed to the edge. Now let's talk briefly about anthropic arguments. People sometimes say, "Well, the universe must allow observers, so of course the parameters look tuned." That's logically valid. But it's not doing the real work. Observers don't explain stability. Stability explains observers. You don't need to invoke us to explain why collapse didn't happen. Fine-tuning language isn't useless. It can be a warning sign. When something looks finely tuned, it often means the system is near a boundary. Fragile. Informative. Worth studying. But fragility is not evidence of intention. It's evidence of constraint. So here's today's takeaway. Stop thinking of fine-tuning as luck. Start thinking of it as geometry. The universe didn't thread a needle. It stood on the only place that didn't give way. Next time, we'll turn the lens inward. We'll ask whether this whole way of thinking survives being applied to itself. Whether explanation can close without contradiction. That's the final chapter of Rise I. See you next class.